And this is Yusuf.
This is In Flight Entertainment.
The quarantine edition. Hello, yeah. How's everyone doing this week?
As we record this, don't be surprised if you hear sirens in the background. That is not a special effect that we're adding for this review. It's just fun times in Los Angeles.
Yes. As everyone knows, LA is in full protest mode. Rightfully so. Like Jen was saying, if you hear sirens or helicopters pretty much kind of circling around where I am, that's what's going down. So people who are in LA or across the country, any major metropolitan city, that the protest is going on, be safe, be careful, everyone. And if you're part of the protest, please be peaceful. And at the same time, let your voice be heard.
And still wear your mask while you go out, because there still is a virus going around. So you still need to wash your hands and wear your mask.
Yes. PSA. Well, I guess it's the perfect time for protest. Everyone like have their mask on. So
it's hard for facial identification with those masks on.
Exactly. So everyone get with it. And in Flight Entertainment, we got to stay the course. We're going to try to keep giving you guys some escapism in the form of movie reviews.
Right.
So
and find movies that are easy for you to access online.
Exactly. Yes.
Today we are doing the 2020 The Lovebirds.
The Lovebirds. Starring Camille. Newly ripped Nagiani. Did you see the picture of that dude? That's crazy.
Oh yeah. So he hired a personal trainer to get in shape, I think, for
The Eternals.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is another comic book movie type thing.
Now in a situation like this, do he hire or do the studios
the studio hires. That's part of the contract, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because I know, Chris Hemsworth didn't hire. Disney's like, okay, you're going to get ripped. Here's your nutritionist. Here's your personal trainers. Do your thing. Issa Rae from the show Insecure on HBO.
Yes, definitely go and watch that show. It has some fantastic storylines, and it's... piece of property that you can support Black artists. So definitely you're doing your part by watching the show.
Exactly. And also, if you want to dig into or go back to our previous in-flight entertainment reviews, you definitely do that, especially the Black History episodes. If you want to kind of revisit some, movies that kind of explores the Black experience, definitely do that, because we did a lot of them. That's also, you can check that out also. But right now, we're talking about the love between a Black woman and an Indian man.
Right. So the IMDb synopsis is: a couple experiences a defining moment in their relationship when they're unintentionally embroiled in a murder mystery.
Yes.
And this, for our boomers that listen to this, this movie slightly reminded me of The Out-of-Towners.
Yeah.
Which was directed by Arthur Hiller and written by Neil Simon. And for our Gen X people, it slightly reminded me of Date Night.
Yeah, with Steve Carell and Tina Fey. Yeah.
Yes. So this is a nice modern version of that. And it takes place in New Orleans, which is always fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I miss New Orleans. How many times have you been there?
Me?
Yeah.
I think I've only been 3 or 4 times.
Well, that's 2 or 3 more times than I have. Yes, I've been there once, but I was like, oh, I want to go back so bad. But Corona,
Yeah, well, I think I've been there a couple times for work. At least I've been there for a wedding, and then I went for Mardi Gras.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah, that's an awesome city. Awesome food. Awesome music. Yeah. Oh, missed that place.
The wedding I went to was fantastic.
They got did the second line, right?
Afraid? Yes.
Yes. Yeah, our friend got married in New Orleans. That was the first time we've been there. And I was, okay, yeah, this excuse to go to New Orleans for the first time. And they did the second line up the street. They had, like, the cop cycles in the front and the back. You know, it had the band in the middle. And we just had our handkerchiefs and waving it. Like, this is so much fun!
Every wedding should have one of those.
Yeah.
It's a nice celebrate.
Exactly. Oh, man. Yeah, well, it started off that way in this movie because we see the two main characters, you know, meeting up and kind of having a nice cute, like, was it meet cute? Is that what they call it?
Meet cute. Yeah.
A little meet cute, you know, and then doing over the credits, we see a montage of them, you know, it's like, oh, you like what I like. Oh, you know, they're just getting chubby. They're kissy, they're getting a little lovey dovey. They're the type of couples, like, we see them, they're like, PDA. But they all, you know, they love each other. Like, oh, then the smash cut to 1 year. Was it 1 year later or 4 years later?
I think it was 1 year later.
And then they're like down each other's necks arguing and being kind of mean to each other and, you know, assaulting each other. So there you go.
Right. So, I mean, you know, they're basically, so the movie starts to take off where they're at this turning point in the relationship. And you can tell by the argument that they're having prior to them going off to a friend's party that they're maybe at different points in their life or different points in the relationship and how they're looking at things. And rather than sitting and talking about their feelings, they are masking their feelings by arguing about superficial things. So who has the best restaurants in the world or how long it takes someone to get ready for something. So not anything serious, which they probably have need to have a serious relationship conversation. It's just very superficial. And they get in their car to go to the party. And, you know, it's typical car couple discussions and arguments about, how do we say his name? Well, let's give his character's name in the movie.
Jabron.
Jabron.
And Leani. That's her name.
Yeah. Jabron is sort of antisocial. I totally connected with his character. He didn't want to go to the party, but he also wants to support his girlfriend, Leilani. But he's also concerned about going to the party because all of Leilani's friends are, in his mind, more successful and hotter. And he's definitely jealous of, I think it was his name was Brett.
Yeah, something like that, right. Yeah, because she was bringing, she was like, he might be there. And that's right. Like his defense is just going like, oh, he's there. Oh, I know you're happy now. Kind of, you know, argument. Cause were they used to date or
he's just the hot IT guy. that works with Leilani all the time. And he always has, he tells jokes and he's very charismatic.
Which which he points out that he stole all his jokes from Cat Williams. He just like regurgitated Cat Williams jokes to try to be funny to people. Which that was pretty hilarious. He's just stole Cat Williams jokes.
Yeah. At this point in time when they're driving and not necessarily paying attention to where they're going, they accidentally hit a person on a bicycle, and they go out to help him, and he's like, I'm out of here. At this point, the mustache man jumps in their car, and he's like, I'm a cop. I'm after that guy. And so now we have a high-speed chase between a bike and a... It was an electric car, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was some kind of electric car, yeah. It wasn't a Prius, I don't think, but yeah. It was an electric car. Yeah, very, very high-octane Michael Bay stuff that was happening.
Yeah. And so the mustache man, he actually jumps in the driver's seat to do the driving. And when they catch up with the bicyclist, he hits the bicyclist. And they're like, yay, we took out the bad guy. And then the driver, the mustache man, backs up and drives back over the bicyclist and then drives forward and just keeps like this awkward moment where he's bump, bump, bump.
Yeah, so so they're in the back seat, just like, what? Yeah, it was pretty hilarious. Like their reaction, you just see it like the bump, and then he's reversing bump, and then he's going for a bump, and he's reversing bump.
The freshman gets out of the car and checks the guy in the and the. Guy that he just killed doesn't have his cell phone on him. And he realizes that Leilani and Gibran actually might have the cell phone after they hit the bicyclist. But at that same point in time, two hipsters show up.
Mm-hmm. And so he runs out.
And just a side note, on the cast credits, their names are Mr. Hipster and Miss Hipster.
Awesome.
So I'm not just saying that because... Because I'm Gen X and they're hipsters. That's how they're labeled in the movie.
Exactly. That's how they're getting paid, people, as hipsters in the credits. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like if it was like arbitration, they'd be like, hey, I was hipster. I need to get paid. I was the hipster. Yeah, so there you go.
So the hipsters totally remind me of two characters that you might see on Portlandia.
Oh, yes.
And that they're like, they want to put a bird on it. I don't know how else to describe them, but they're like, we're going to take photos, and they call the cops. And at this point in time, especially with everything going on in the world right now, you have two white hipsters trying to help the dead person, and they look up and see two people of color, and they're like, call the cops, and automatically are like, there's two people of color, a black man and an Indian man. Black woman, yeah, sorry, yeah. And so...
I love her thing. She was like, yeah, you know, it's not because, you know, they have color, okay? It's because they actually, like, killed them. That was pretty funny.
She was trying to explain to the 911 operator that she's not racist, that they really are of color and really did kill someone.
That was pretty hilarious. Yeah, it was a funny moment in this movie. I definitely get that. So they're on a run, and like Leanna's like, "Hey, we gotta go."
Yeah, I think this scene was actually in the trailers where Leilani and Gibran look at each other, and they're like, and he's like, "Are you ready? On the count of three." And she's like, "What do you mean on the count of three?" He's like, "One, two, three," and he takes off running. And she's like, that's what we're doing on the count of three. So they take off running. And yeah, so that begins their night of running from the bad guys and the cops.
That's hilarious. Yeah, and so they're in a cafe trying to gather their thoughts on what to do next, because this situation is so sudden and they were not prepared for this moment. And they still have to get to the party. And so I think Leanna gets texts, right? Like, hey, where you at? What's going on? And she's like, oh, yeah, we held up. We'll be there, whatever.
Right.
Just a bad time.
Yeah. And then the cops call and they're like, where are you guys? And they're like, oh, we're at home. Well, where's your car? And they're like, oh, it's parked out front. And they do the fake, like, trying to pretend everything's calm and at home, and then they realize that the cops, they think the cops are onto them and after them for killing the bicyclist. Right. And so they drop the phone in a cup of water and take off from there.
Right. Yeah, and so they're like, oh, okay, like, we gotta go. So
right, and they decide at that point that in order for them to prove themselves innocent, mm-hmm. that they need to solve the crime and figure out who Mustache Man is and what's going on with a cell phone. So they do head to the party at that point, I think, right. To have Brett break into the cell phone.
Right, the IT guy that Jabron hates.
Yeah.
And so while they, So they actually they go to like a store, and she changes into her like tights and like teddy bear hoodie, right?
First, yes.
Yeah. So they change, right? Yeah. That was pretty funny. And then they go to.
What? To the frat, they figure out where the bicyclist lives. Exactly. And they go to the frat boy's house. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how they figured out how he lived without breaking into his phone, but they did.
Yeah, they figured it out. They figured it out, and then they in their way they break in after bickering for about 3 minutes, as one does with, I guess, a spouse. They get in, they open up the window, and they see that, was it like a card game or what they were doing? What the pros were doing, and they were doing something.
Yeah, it was a bunch of frat boys, either playing cards or playing video games, but whatever they were doing, they were making a lot of noise. They may have been putting photos in envelopes for blackmail.
Right. Yeah. And so... One of the bros come in the room where Jabron and Leanna is, and they pin them down and like, hey, like tell us what's going on. You know? Their way of interrogating, which is pretty hilarious. Yes.
Was hilarious.
Oh, totally. It's like when how Leanna was like giving those like those mean stares at them. He's like, it's scaring him. It's pretty hilarious. Which it wasn't. It's pretty hilarious. And so Jabron and the bro get into a scuffle, right? They get into a scuffle. And Jabron wins.
Right.
But
while they're doing all of that in the other room, Mustache Man has actually found the bros as well, and he's in the other room trying to figure out what they know and starts shooting all the bros.
So the Mustache Man pretty much killed all the bros, and Jabron and Leanna has in a closet, hoping that the Mustache Man with the gun with the silencer screwed on don't go into the closet, but he don't go in the closet, he just leaves.
Well, yeah, he goes to turn down the music because he he's an older guy, and he can't deal with the loud music. So he goes to turn off the music, and while he's doing that, they escape the apartment.
Right. Yeah. And what were they playing when it came in, that 90s track?
Oh, I totally don't remember.
What was the song like? Was it the one like, I want something else to get me through this. I know you remember that song. You can't get away from that song in the night. Yeah. See, in Chicago, it was this alternative station called Q101, and they played all of that shit. And I used to listen to all of it. So that's why I know that song. I'm like, I remember that song. It was so weird that they was playing that song. I was like, what millennials know about that song? Anyway, so so they escape, they get away.
And that's when they go to the party to have Brett break into the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So they get into the phone, and at the same time, they change up. They get a change of clothes. So Camille is in his kind of James Bond get up with his suit and he's got a tux and tie, whatever. And Leanna is in her nice little dress, and they look at each other like, wow. Like you're beautiful. He's like, they don't say it that way, but you see in her eyes, like, oh, like, wow, so, yeah, you're the person I fell in love with. Yes.
Right. So, the great thing, like, throughout the night, you see them, like, at the beginning of the evening, fighting at each other, and then each different experience that they have, they recognize that there's something in the other person that they do really love. And while they're at the dinner party, when they're talking to their other friends about relationships, because after a crazy night of killers and cops chasing you, you don't talk about that. You talk about your relationship, obviously. Mm-hmm. And their friends are like, you guys are the best. You seem to work things out versus not necessarily communicating. And it's just a reminder that you never know what happens behind closed doors in a relationship. And what you think is perfect isn't necessarily perfect.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, good point. Yeah. And so they all suited and booted. They're ready to go to, I guess it's like an address, right? That's on the phone.
That for a secret club.
Secret club. Yes. So.
It's very Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, yeah. Very Fidelio. Yeah, that one. Which is what it was. And so, like, they get to this party. They have to wear kind of like the little, what's it called, like, masquerade mask. Yeah. So they all, it's like a theater that all of these, like, random people kind of sit in. And they, like, sitting down and all that stuff. And they call in numbers, like bingo. They're like 23, 48, 66. 79, whatever. And so, like, each person get up and, like, go. And they're like, oh, well, what's going on here? You know? And Leanna was like, oh, yeah, no, this might be an orgy. No, actually, when they was arguing at the beginning, they were talking to, she was talking about, like, orgies or whatever. And so...
she was saying that their sex life had become very routine, that it was something that you put on the calendar versus something that was very spontaneous. And right. His argument was, well, orgies aren't spontaneous. and so the fact that they ended up their night in a place where people were watching an orgy, he was like, okay, I see the point.
She was like, oh, snap. Because when they were leaving, I think she was like, wouldn't it be crazy if just like an orgy? And then like a band comes out the stage and they all like disrobe and they are like jumping on each other. And they're like, ooh, okay. And so one of the, I guess, the curators, whatever, they say, hold, everyone stop. Like, you know, there's a traitor amongst us, whatever. Like, there's someone don't belong in our crowd, you know. And they're like, and on the count of three, everyone unmask, you know, like, you know, one, two, three. And then Leanna and Jabron unmask and no one else unmask. And they said, hey, they, like, you should know the first was no one unmask. And they're like, oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah, and then the cops come in and bust and raid, and they stay there while everyone scatters. And then we at the police station, whatever, the interrogation, whatever. Yeah. And so it was like, was it an FBI person? They were like, yeah, we seen the footage. We know you guys didn't do it. Like, I don't know where you guys were running, but we seen like street cameras of what happened. Like, we know you guys didn't do it. And so they're like, oh, okay. It's like, that's why I was trying to call you.
Right. They were just like, we're people of color. We expected to be
arrested.
Yeah. Or shot.
Exactly. But she's like, no, like, that's why we were trying to get in touch with you to let you know we see the footage. We're trying to like get in touch with you. And they're like, oh, okay. Yeah. And so like, they link up, so like everything's cool. They know they're exonerated.
And so the cops at the station are like, we're going to put you in protective custody. We're going to put you in a car. One of our cops are going to drive you home. So when they get in the car, they realize that the cop driving them home is actually the mustache man.
Right.
And so now they are taken to the docks where they're going to be killed. And everything, and they managed to escape, and Mustache Man is killed. Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
everyone lives happily ever after.
All right. Yeah, because I remember they wheeled him off. He was still alive. I think he was like shot in like the arm or something. I don't know, like the shoulder. Yeah. So they cool. They're about to do some spontaneous sex in the back of the ambulance, and okay. Well, so they were talking to now Liani. Was she the one that wanted to be on Amazing Race? And then like Jabron was like, how can we be on Amazing Race? Like we would make it like 4 miles, an Amazing Race. So after everything is said and done, we cut to an episode of Amazing Race where Jabron and Leanna is actually on Amazing Race trying to, win. Which is pretty funny.
There's a torture scene earlier in the movie where a horse is used to torture them, and their final hurdle in the Amazing Race is to ride horses, and that's sort of where the movie cuts out.
Yeah, and they're like, ah, shit. Would you ever if the opportunity and I'm sure you do, I already know the answer to this, but I'll just say it anyway. Would you be on Amazing Race?
No.
Really? But you're such like an active globetrotter person that runs and jumps.
I do have those activities, but I don't want to be filmed doing it.
Ah, gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't a show, you would do the Amazing Race.
Yes. Yeah, I would do all of those activities. Yes. Yeah.
See, we're talking with a Spartan participant, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah. So no Spartan this year, right? Clearly.
No, all of them have been canceled this year. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh.
Which I'm totally fine with. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. So that way, so you're ready for next year if it's a next year.
I mean, I'm pretty happy not to do any more running. So. Just let me walk places. I don't need to run anywhere.
Agreed. All right. So, do you want to break down our
review?
Yeah, our scale.
So this is keep your ass on the sofa and watch it. Put your shoes on. It might be willing to risk the virus, the riots, to watch. Or leave the house, I'd rather be shot by a rubber bullet type of thing.
Right. So what is your verdict?
I would say stay ass on the sofa. It's a fun, entertaining movie that will help you escape everything that's going on in the world right now.
Agreed. Yeah, it's like you're saying, and you are so freaking awesome with these movie references. I was thinking about Date Night. I'm like, yeah, like I was like Steve Carell and like Tina Fey.
Yeah, watch Date Night because that is a fantastic, fun movie.
Oh, totally.
And then also go back and watch The Out of Towners because that is an amazing movie.
Yeah, Neil Simon wrote it. Of course, it's going to be.
Yeah, it's just and I mean. Isaiah and Camille.
Camille.
Yeah. Right. They have fantastic chemistry. And I feel like the casting for Date Night and The Out of Towners, both of those movies, they nailed it on the casting on all three of those movies.
Right.
They are all similar, but they tell a unique story.
Yeah.
The Out of Towners looks at New York in the middle of a garbage strike, which is hilarious. as someone that lived in New York for many, many years, when you're watching that movie, you can smell the garbage. It's just, they do such a fantastic job in that movie.
Yes.
And then Marky Mark or Mark Wahlberg is in Date Night as a CIA agent or something. And he's hilarious.
Yeah. Was that around, a year or so? But didn't he do the other guys kind of close to Date Night?
I think so.
Around about like a year or so. Because that's when he was doing those comedic, just kind of making fun of his like machismo, you know, like self, you know, poking fun at himself, basically. But yeah,
I recently watched The Other Guys. That movie is also, that's a good escapism movie. So, yeah.
Aim for the bushes. Oh, so hilarious. Actually, we'll probably do a throwback of that soon. But yeah, definitely, like, agree with you 100%. We have two derrieres on the couch watching. It's fun. It's not long. It's been like an hour and a half. Probably a little less than that.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix, yes.
It is rated R, I think probably because of the language. So if your children are used to you doing profanity around the house, it's probably not a big deal.
Right. And then even like when they find out it's like they don't even really show, like,
They don't necessarily show people being shot either. It's like you see the person shooting, but not the blood or the gore from the person being killed. I think it's just the profanity.
Yeah, it's just profanity. Yeah. So I agree. Definitely.
So in my mind, it's a family movie.
Of course. But yeah, there you have it. Lovebirds, a good hour and a half of escapism that we recommend on Netflix right now. So yeah, just go on Netflix, click play, and sit back and laugh. At the odd couple of relationships.
Yes.
Yeah. So, again, we thank everyone for, you know, checking us out, listening, passing us along to people who don't know about in-flight entertainment. And, we appreciate you. Anything you want to add, gentlemen?
No, just continue to stay safe out there and wash your hands, wear your mask.
Yes, very important. And to all of our protesters, definitely be safe. Let's not veer off of what this is all about. It's to raise awareness and it's to send a point that the system needs to be changed. That's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to wreck stuff. That's people who's not about change. That's actually about, you know, violence. That's, you know, busting in, you know, mom and pop stores, stuff like that. It's like, that's not protesters. Like the real protesters are actually, you know, kneeling and actually, you know, going, walking the streets, you know, raising their fists in a peaceful way. Those are the real people. So to all my real protesters, keep protesting, be safe, look out for each other, and wear your mask, wash your hands, and we will see you Thursday for a nice treat that everyone will appreciate, hopefully. You truly dead inside if you don't love this throwback that we're going to do Thursday.
I mean, if you don't love this throwback, you may need to have your head checked.
Exactly. Yeah. You're part of the problem. Until next time, everyone, wish y'all safe physical distancing and
wash your hands.
Peace.